You have a very, very loyal customer base here.
Mm-hmm.
They love your products.
Sure.
They've been around since the beginning.
Yep.
So how do you create new products? How do you say, like, how does your community come out to you and say, like, what they want to see, what they want to see in a new product? Like, how do you make these changes to all these products?
Absolutely. We're actually very active on our social media, so we're always checking our Facebook, our Twitters, and stuff like that. And we definitely listen to what the fans want. But with that said, we also like to innovate as well. So our company is known for a lot of industry first for console headsets and PC gaming. We were the first to introduce combined, you know, game audio and chat in one headset. So we were the first to do that. We were the first to introduce our infrared wireless. We were the first to introduce wireless, digital wireless for gaming headsets. We were the first to introduce chat boost. We were the first to introduce a Bluetooth radio in the headset. That's the next headset up there. I'll get to that, I guess, in a little bit. So yeah, we're known for a lot of industry first, so we like to innovate.
So was there a huge outcry for Bluetooth? I mean, because I know a lot of people just play games and they don't really care if it's corded or not, but there are some people, those hardcore gamers, that want Bluetooth. So how did that come about?
Well, actually, we just felt like it would be a perfect fit, you know. I'm not sure how many people were actually expecting Bluetooth, but once we brought it out, and everyone was like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense, you know, so it was a big hit, so it still is. And going forward, we're going to have a lot of headsets with Bluetooth functionality.
Okay, great. These are obviously, like, you're marketing them to go along with Modern Warfare.
Exactly.
3.
Yep.
But, I mean, they're great with any shooter or any, like, game.
Absolutely.
That you can push at.
Absolutely, yep. And, but the Modern Warfare 3 ones are a limited run, so it's one time, once they're gone, they're gone.
So what's the run? What's the size of the run?
I'm not sure exactly, but, the higher end ones, like the Air Force Delta and the Bravo, I know that they'll be extremely hard to find in stores, mostly pre-orders, and then, you know, it's done with that. But they are based on current families of headsets that we already have, so they're not super unique. They are unique to Modern Warfare with Modern Warfare perks and stuff like that, but they are based on existing headsets that we already have.
Okay, just because we've gone through a lot of information
so
far, what are the prices on these products again, just so if anyone's listening? Yeah.
So the Foxtrot is $99.99. The Charlie is $129, the Air Force Bravo is $179, and the Delta is $299.
Okay.
All right.
So what's next?
Goodness. Actually, let me talk about the Delta. I didn't get to talk about that much.
Yeah, let's talk about the Delta.
So that is our head honcho. That's our top of the line headset right now for Modern Warfare 3. It's a wireless digital surround sound headset, so 5.1, 7.1 surround sound in the headset. As I said, it also includes a Bluetooth radio. So you'll be able to, while you're playing your games, you can pair it to your phone as well, pair it to your iPod, whatever. You can take calls while you're playing. You can stream audio while you're playing.
Wow, you can stream phone calls into your headset while you're playing.
Exactly.
That's pretty crazy.
So for those who are super lazy and don't like to pick up their phone, you know, so just click a button and there you go, you can answer the call.
Okay, what's your favorite headset out of these? I mean, because they all have their own unique features and they're all pretty cool.
I know. It's a tie between the Bravo and the Delta. The Bravo is universal headset, so it's compatible. So it's pretty much a wireless headset for your PC as well, which you don't see too much of these days. So it's easily just plug and play, USB, no problem with that. The Delta is nice too, because of the Bluetooth. So I actually use it when I'm traveling a lot. So if I'm on a plane, I just pair it to my phone, listen to it on the plane, watch movies, listen to music. It's great. So it's a tie between those two.
And they have this, like, beautiful sleek design, so I mean, again, it's something that you kind of want to showboat outside.
Absolutely. Actually, people always comment on it as well, so like, man, what is that? That looks so cool. So
okay, great.